This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Election Commission has released draft electoral rolls for 3 states and 1 UT as part of ongoing special intensive revision exercise. These states and UTs are Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Andaman and Nicobar. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls commenced on 4th of November in 9 states and 3 union territories. The states and UTs are Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Puducherry, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 14th of February next year. In Odisha, 22 Maoists, including 10 women cadres, surrendered before the police in Malkangiri district yesterday. The surrender took place in the presence of Odisha Director General of Police, YB Khurania. It comes after the Odisha government revised its Maoist surrender and rehabilitation policy, offering significantly higher incentives. Addressing the surrendered cadres, DGP YB Khurania said the government will provide structured rehabilitation support to surrendered Maoists. Extensive security arrangements have been made in view of Union Home Minister Amit Shah's visit to Panchkula today. Panchkula Police Deputy Commissioner Srishti Gupta said in view of his visit, 2,750 Haryana police personnel and 40 senior officers have been given the responsibility for security in the district. She said that arrangements have also been made to ensure that the general public does not face any inconvenience. During the visit, Home Minister Amit Shah will take part in a series of official programs covering a conference on the cooperative sector, Haryana Police passing out parade and unveiling the statue of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The visit will conclude with his participation in the Haryana government's state-level program to mark Veer Bal Divas, scheduled at the Indra Dhanush Auditorium in Sector 5, Panchkula. The winter session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin on 5th of January. The 4-day session will continue till 8th of January. The decision to convene was taken at the Delhi Cabinet meeting yesterday. In a bid to curb pollution, the Commission for Air Quality Management in National Capital Region and adjoining areas has issued show-cause notices to 6 thermal power plants within 300 kilometers of Delhi. These have been issued for non-compliance of biomass co-firing norms notified under the Environment Rules 2023. The compliance status of these power plants has found to be unsatisfactory during the previous financial year, with biomass co-firing levels remaining well below the mandated thresholds of more than 3-5% according to material. The total environmental compensation proposed for all 6 TPPs amounts to more than 61 crore rupees. The concerned TPPs have been directed to submit their written explanations within 15 days from the date of issue of the show-cause notices. Failure to comply will result in strict action. Javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra and his wife Himani Mor met PM Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, the PM said that they interacted on various issues, including sports. In chess, Indian grandmasters R. Pragyananda and Anish Giri's Alpine SG Pipers clinched the Global Chess League 2025 Season 3 title, beating defending champions Triveni Continental Kings in the finals in Mumbai. Alpine SG Pipers defeated Triveni Continental Kings 4-2 in match 1 and 4.5-1.5 in the second match to claim their maiden GCL title. Anish Giri emerged as the most valuable player in the finals, winning both his games with black. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the second T20I of the first match series in Visakhapatnam tonight. Chasing the target of 129 runs set by Sri Lanka, India reached the target in 11.5 overs. For India, Shefali Verma scored a blistering unbeaten 69 runs of 34 balls and emerged as man of the match. Led by captain Harmanpreet Kaur, India are playing 5 T20s against Sri Lanka as part of the Women's T20 World Cup preparations. With this win, India are leading the 5-match series 2-0. The next match of the series will be played on Friday in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold day conditions over Bihar today. Dense to very dense fog has been predicted for Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh for the day. Dense fog conditions will prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Jharkhand and Madhya Pradesh. Similar conditions will exist over Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Uttarakhand and Northeast India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.